Well, back where I live in New York, it's almost a new year.
在我住的纽约，现在差不多已经是新年了。
We're already a little bit behind.
我们在这里好像是稍微在后面一点。
We want to turn again to the book of Romans.
我们愿意再翻开罗马书。
As Paul spells out the gospel of salvation.
保罗在这里述说出福音的救恩。
He sees salvation as a revelation of the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus.
救恩乃是神的拯救在耶稣基督里。
Paul, for years, had been obsessed with attaining to righteousness.
保罗他一直以来为着追求义而着迷。
But now he's no longer interested in talking about human righteousness and its attainment.But about the righteousness of God.
现在他不再在那里追求人的义，而是追求神的义。
And so we find in chapter 1 and verse 16.
所以我们在罗马书一章十六节那里。
I am not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God for salvation to everyone who believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek.
我不以福音为耻，这福音本是神的大能，要救一切相信的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。
For in it, the righteousness of God is revealed from faith to faith, as it is written, the righteous shall live by faith.
因为神的义正在这福音上显明出来，这义是本于信，以至于信，如经上所记，义人必因信。
This evening we're focusing more or less in Romans chapter 2.
今天晚上我们要注意罗马第二章。
And so we want to read some verses from chapter 2.
所以我们继续要读第二章一些的经文。
Chapter 2 verses 1 through 11.
二章一到十一节。
Therefore you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment...For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge, practice the same things.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，就在什么事上定自己的罪。因你这论断人的自己所行，却和别人一样。
And we know that the judgment of God rightly falls upon those who practice such things.
我们知道，这样行的人，神必照真理审判他。
But do you suppose this, O man, when you pass judgment on those who practice such things and do the same yourself, that you will escape the judgment of God?
你这人啊，你论断行这样事的人，自己却行的，却和别人一样，你以为能逃脱神的审判吗？
Or do you think lightly of the riches of his kindness and tolerance and patience?Not knowing that the kindness of God leads you to repentance?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？
But because of your stubbornness and unrepentant heart, you are storing up wrath for yourself in the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God who will render to each person according to his deeds.
已经任着你刚硬不悔改的心为自己积蓄愤怒以至于神震怒显他公义审判的日子来到他必照个人的行为报应个人
To those who by perseverance in doing good seek for glory and honor and immortality eternal life But to those who are selfishly ambitious and do not obey the truth but obey unrighteousness wrath and indignation
凡恒心行善寻求荣耀尊贵和不能求坏之福的人就以永生报应他们唯有接党不顺从真理反顺从不义的就以愤怒恼恨报应他们
There will be tribulation and distress for every soul of man who does evil of the Jew first and also of the Greek but glory and honor and peace to everyone who does good to the Jew first and also to the GreekFor there is no partiality with God.
将混乱困苦加给一切作恶的人，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人。 却将荣耀尊贵平安加给一切行善的，先是犹太人，后是希利尼人，因为神不偏待人。
And then we want to skip to verse 17.
然后我们会跳到第十七节。
But if you bear the name Jew, and rely upon the law, and boast in God, and know His will, and approve the things that are essential, being instructed in the law.
你称为犹太人，又依靠律法，且指着神夸口，既从律法中受过教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分别是非。
And are confident that you yourself are a guide to the blind, a light to those who are in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, a teacher of the immature, having in the law the embodiment of knowledge and of truth.
有深信自己是给瞎子领路的，是黑暗中人的光，是愚笨人的师父，是小孩子的先生，在律法上有知识和真理的模范。
You therefore who teach another, do you not teach yourself? You who preach that one shall not steal, do you steal? You who say that one should not commit adultery, do you commit adultery? You who abhor idols, do you rob temples? You who boast in the law, through your breaking the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you, just as it is written.
你既是教导别人还不教导自己吗？你讲说人不可偷窃，你自己还偷窃吗？你说人不可奸淫，自己还奸淫吗？你厌恶偶像，自己还偷窃庙中之物吗？你既指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，沾入神吗？你神的名在外邦人中因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的。
Let's just have a moment of prayer.
我们再有一点祷告的时间。
Our Heavenly Father, we come to you tonight in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
亲爱的天父，晚上我们奉耶稣基督的名来到你的跟前。
We desire to move forward in this new year and into the ages of the ages.
我们愿意在进入新年的时候，我们进入这个新的时代。
We want to be found in Christ, not having a righteousness of our own derived from the law, but the righteousness which is of Christ by faith.
我们愿意在基督里面不是因行律法而有的义，而是因信基督而有的义。
Help us as we study this matter of righteousness together by revealing the Lord of righteousness in our midst.
帮助我们学习认识神的义，叫我们实在能够看到主耶稣基督的义。
For this we pray together in Jesus' precious name.
为此我们奉主耶稣宝贝的名祷告。 Amen.
Our God in His essence is fourfold.
我们的主从他本性上来看，他是四方面。
God is holy.
神是圣洁的。
God is love.
神是爱。
God is righteous.
神是公义的。
God is light.
神是光。
If we come to know the living God in His four dimensions, we will know all that needs to be known for our life.
我们如果从这四方面来认识神，我们就能够真正的认识他。
In the book of Revelation, Paul is especially burdened to reveal the God of righteousness.
在这里，保罗特别叫我们看到这位公义的神。
You notice he says, I'm not ashamed of the gospel.
他这里说，我不以福音为耻。
Because when he proclaims the gospel, two things happen.
因为他在这里宣讲福音的时候，有两件事情引出来。
By the grace of God,
借着神的恩典，
men and women are saved, both Jews and Gentiles.
外邦人跟犹太人都得救了。
And also by the grace of God, when he preaches the gospel, the righteous God is revealed.
当传讲这福音的时候，这位公义的神给显明出来。
Many people in this world don't know what that means. God is righteous.
今天地上的人不知道 神是公义的是怎么一回事。
And even if they say it, because of sin, they have a distorted idea of what it means.
就算他们会讲，但是他们真正的不够认识他们所讲的是什么，因为他们是罪人。
But the Bible tells us that we who hope in Jesus are looking forward to the day of the revelation of righteousness.
因为今天我们这些信主的人，圣经告诉我们，我们是等候耶稣基督那公义的日子。
If you turn to the very end of the Old Testament, to Malachi chapter 4.
如果我们翻到旧约最末了马拉基书的第四章，
We see the prophet proclaiming what is to be.
我们看到先知在那里这样宣讲。
We'll just read verses 1 and 2 of chapter 4.
我们就是读马拉基书第四章第一第二节。
For behold, the day is coming, burning like a furnace, and all the arrogant and every evildoer will be chaff. And the day that is coming will set them ablaze, says the Lord of hosts, so that it will leave them neither root nor branch. But for you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will rise with healing in its wings, and you will go forth and skip about like calves from the stall.
万军之耶和华说，那日临近，势如烧折的火炉，凡狂傲的和行恶的必如碎屑，在那日必被烧尽，根本枝条亦无存留。但像你们敬畏我名的人，必有公义的日头出现，其光线有医治之能，你们必出来跳跃，如圈里的肥犊。
Now last night we gave a simple definition of God is righteous.
昨天我们讲了一个很简单神公义的定义。
It means first he is all right.
首先我们说出他是完全对的。
Second, he is always right.
而且他是永远是对的。
Third, he always does right.
第三，就是他所做的都是对的。
And fourth, he always makes right.
第四，他是把不对的也把它改成对的。
When his righteousness breaks forth like the sun upon this earth.
当他的公义如公义的日头照在这个地上的时候，
Everything will be made right.
一切都变好了。
Every debt will be paid.
一切的债都还清了。
Every broken thing will be healed.
一切毁坏的都得了医治。
And you know what?
你知道吗？
You and I, because we've been healed and made right by that righteousness, will skip around like little lambs, just little calves in the stall.
你跟我就是被医治的都像那个跳跃的公牛犊一样。
I don't know about you, but I don't skip around much anymore.
啊，我不知道你怎么样，我现在跳不起来了。
But the day of righteousness will reveal.
但一天当公义显明的时候。
Or we look in Matthew chapter 13.
我们或者发开马太第十三章。
And we read as Jesus explains the parable of the tares.
那里主耶稣用这个败子的比喻。
In Matthew 13 and verse 43.
在马太十三章四十三节。
Matthew 13:43.
马太十三章四十三节。
Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their father. He who has ears, let him hear.
那时义人在他们父的国里就发出光来，像太阳一样。有耳可听的就应当听。
Oh, when we hear of that righteous day, we hunger and thirst after such righteousness.
哦，当我们听到那公义日子，我们实在饥渴，等待那个日子。
Blessed are you, for you shall be filled.
说那个真是饥渴慕义的人，你实在能够得到饱足。
And what do we do today?
今天我们要做什么呢？
Matthew 6:33.
马太第六章三十三节。
We seek first His kingdom and His righteousness.
你们要先求他的国和他的义。
Oh, that'll be a wonderful day when his righteousness is revealed.
当他公义显明出来，那实在是美好的日子。
And so Paul wants to speak about the gospel that reveals the righteous God.
保罗要讲出这个能够显明神公义的福音。
Now Paul is carefully developing his argument regarding the gospel.
保罗很小心地在这里讲到福音。
And he wants to come to the place, the key verses in these first three chapters are chapter 3, verses 21 and 22.
那最重要的是三章二十一、二十二节，我把书里面。
This is the revelation of a righteous God.
这是公义的神的启示。
Here's what it says.
这里说。
But now apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all those who believe.
但如今神的义在律法以外已经显明出来，由律法和先知为证，就是神的义因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的人，并没有分别。
Now that's the gospel he wants to share.
这是他要传的福音。
But before a man can receive the good news,
当人还没有接受这福音之前，
a man has to see that his own righteousness is as filthy rags.
人首先要看到他自己的义就像那破烂的衣服。
Now as we move into the year 2012, how many people are upon this earth?
当我们进入2012年的时候，在地上有多少这样的人？
Are we up to 7 billion now?
我现在是不是世上有70亿人口呢？
7 billion people.
有70亿的人口。
How many of those 7 billion do you think basically think they're all right?
这70亿当中有多少人认为他们自己是对的，还行。
They don't need savior.
他们不需要救主。
They're righteous.
他们是义的。
Maybe righteous with small r, but still righteous.
虽然有一点的瑕疵，但是他们觉得自己还是对的。
They don't need anybody to save them.
他们不需要任何人来拯救他们。
But oh, when the righteous God shines before them.
但是当公义的神向他们照明的时候。
Now if that happens.
如果这样事情
Do you have to tell anybody that they're a sinner?
你需不需要去告诉人你是罪人吗？
Do you have to convince somebody that their righteousness is like filthy rags?
你要真是要指责说你们的义像破污秽的衣服一样吗？
Because if people see the righteous one for one moment, they see they're undone.
因为只要他们一看到这义者，他们就看到自己的问题。
Paul remembers this experience as if it was yesterday.
保罗一直记得他这样的经历，好像刚刚发生的一样。
He thought he was righteous.
他本来自以为是义人。
Until the day,
直到那一天，
he met somebody.
他遇到那一位。
Who was he called?
他遇到谁？
You're going to say Jesus, right?
你说他遇到耶稣吧。
But if you look in Acts chapter 22,
如果你看到使徒行传二十二章的话，
Of course he did see Jesus.
当然他是看遇见了耶稣。
But when Ananias came to Paul,
当亚拿尼亚来到扫罗跟前的时候，
he says in Acts 22 verse 14,
在使徒行传二十二章十四节那里，
The God of our Father has appointed you to know his will and to see the righteous one and to hear an utterance from his mouth.
我们祖宗的神拣选了你，叫你明白他的旨意，又得见那义者，听他口中所出的声音。
Now there is only one righteous one.
那只有一位是义者。
He was predicted in Isaiah 53.
这是在以赛亚53章里面预言到的。
In Acts chapter 3, according to Peter,
在使徒行传第三章根据彼得所说，
The Jews crucified the righteous one.
犹太人把那义者钉在十字架上。
There is none righteous, no, not one.
没有义人，连一个也没有。
Except Jesus.
只有耶稣。
God is righteous.
神是
义的。The Son of God is righteous.
神的儿子是义的。
The Holy Spirit is righteous.
圣灵是义的。
God alone is righteous.
只有神是公义的。
Now, our gospel work is very simple.
我们福音的工作是很简单。
All people have to do is see the righteous God.
人只要看到这位公义的神。
They will cry out, how can I be saved?
他们就会呼唤说我怎能得救呢？
But to preach the gospel, you pay a price.
当你要传福音的时候，你要付一个代价。
Now, Paul spent the first chapter of Romans
保罗用罗马书第一章
presenting the case of the Gentiles as sinners.
他在那里讲出了外邦人是罪人。
Now we looked at that last night.
我们昨天晚上已经看过。
But Paul basically knew something.
保罗他知道。
No matter how sinful a man or a woman is,
不管这个人犯了多少罪，
God still has a witness of who he is in their life.
神仍然在这个人的身上有一个他是怎样的神的见证。
As long as somebody is upon this earth, there is the testimony of God all about them.
在只要一个人他还在地上，他就能够看到神的见证。
You see the Creator and you're filled with awe and fear.
你看到这位创造者，你里面就充满了惊奇与敬畏。
Now, if a man says, well, I look at creation, I don't see God. Well, the Bible says he's a fool or a liar.
如果人看到这伟大的创造而说我没有看到神，圣经告诉我们他或者是一个说谎的，或者他是一个愚蠢的。
But now, when you're witnessing to your gospel friend, don't tell them they're a fool and a liar.
哦，当你传福音的时候，你不要哦先告诉他们你是说谎的，你是愚蠢的。
But here's something you know.
但是你是里面你知道的。
You know that they know there's a God.
你知道，他们也知道有一位神。
And you can share the gospel based on that.
你可以根据这一点跟他们传福音。
I remember before I was saved, and people witnessed to me.
因为我记得我得救以前，别人向我传福音。
I said, there's no God.
我说没有神。
But they kept sharing scriptures with me, and I got more and more convicted of my sin.
他们在那里一直跟我讲圣经，我就越来越看到我的罪。
Now the second witness that's in the life of every person,
第二个在每个人生命里面的见证
is the law written in their hearts.
其实在他们心里的律。
You remember in chapter 2 verse 14, Paul talks about this.
你记得罗马书二章十四节，保罗是提过。
Even though the Gentiles don't have the Ten Commandments.
虽然外邦人没有十条的律法，
Still they have the law written in their hearts.
但是他们仍然有律法写在他们的心上。
And they know when they've done right, they know when they've done wrong.
他们什么时候知道他们做的对，什么时候知道做的他们不对。
Have you ever seen a little child, perhaps not even 1 year old, and already they know what's right and what's wrong?
你有没有发现一个小孩子可能还不到一岁，他能够分辨是非。
Now is that because you put a big stone in front of them with the Ten Commandments?
你是不是把一个十诫的十条诫命放在他的面前呢？
No, they know it in their heart.
是他们心里面知道。
And even though somebody says, oh, I don't think I am any worse than anybody else, they know they are in their heart, so keep preaching the gospel.
哦，虽然有人说，哦，我不比任何人差，但是你知道他们心中知道，所以你一直要向他传福音。
And Paul unfolds in chapter 1 how the sins of the Gentiles became worse and worse as their hearts were darkened, as they refused the truth.
我在第一章的里面就讲到外邦人他们各样的罪恶，叫他们看到他们是如何的拒绝神，他们里面越来越黑暗。
So if man will not listen to the testimony of creation, nor the speaking of the law in his heart,
如果人他们拒绝看到创造的见证，或者他们拒绝他们生命里面律对他们说的话，
God still has plan B.
神仍然还有第二套的计划。
He brings judgment upon somebody.
他叫审判临到人。
You remember we read in Isaiah chapter 26 verse 9.
你记得我们读过以赛亚 26章第9节。
When God's judgments are in the earth, man learns righteousness.
当神在世上行审判的时候, 地上的居民就学习公义。
Now even his judgments are merciful and measured out.
虽然他的审判是带着怜悯,
He's not trying to destroy a man. He has great patience with sinners.
他不是要摧毁一些的人, 他对于这些罪人是蛮有忍耐的。
But when God puts his finger of judgment on a sinner,
当神把他审判的指头临到罪人的时候,
they learn a lesson about righteousness.
他们就学习义的功课。
Now up to this point, Paul has been focusing upon the Gentiles and the degradation of their sins.
直到我们读到罗马书这一段，前面一直是讲到外邦人所犯的罪，跟他们一直的罪过。
And as Paul reveals the sinful nature of the Gentile sinners and society,
当保罗在这里显明了这些外邦人他们 的罪性跟他们社会里面充满的罪过。
While Paul says these things, the Jews are in complete agreement.
我讲这些话的时候, 犹太人他们非常同意,
保罗说讲。Yes, Gentiles, terrible sinners.
这些外邦人啊, 实在是可怕的罪人。
Those Germans, that's me.
德国佬。
Chinese,
中国人。
Oh, the Jews are saying, yes, Paul, go get them, go get them.
这个犹太人说, 去向他们传福音吧。
But now their turn has come.
如今现在讲到他们了。
In chapter 2, verse 1, Paul now focuses on the Jews.
从罗马书第二章一开始, 保罗就在讲犹太人。
Listen to chapter 2, verse 1.
二章第一节。
Therefore, you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same thing.
你这论断人的，无论你是谁，也无可推诿。你在什么事上论断人，你在什么事上定自己的罪。
Now, Paul has to bring the Jews to the same place that he has brought the Gentiles.
如今保罗要把犹太人 带到跟外邦人同样的一个地步上。
What is the conclusion of his argument?
今天在他给他所讲的是什么呢?
Chapter 3, verse 9.
第3章第9节。
What then? Are we Jews better than they? Not at all. For we have already charged that both Jews and Gentiles are all under sin.
这却怎么样呢? 我们比他们强吗? 绝不是的。 因我们已经证明犹太人和希腊人都在罪恶之下。
And then to emphasize it again, in chapter 3, verses 19 and 20, he says the same thing.
在3章19、20节, 再一次讲到同样的。
Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become accountable to God. Because by the works of the law, no flesh will be made righteous in his sight. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下之人说的，好塞住个人的口，叫普世的人都伏在神审判之下。所以凡有血气的， 没有一个因行律法能在神面前诚意，因为律法本是叫人知罪。
For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
世人都犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
Jews as well as Gentiles.
犹太人也，外邦人也是一样。
Now, it's easier to tell a Gentile he's a sinner than a Jew.
你告诉一个外邦人说他是罪人，比告诉一个犹太人是罪人，比较容易。
Because Jews don't believe they're sinners.
因为犹太人他们不承认自己是罪人。
And so Paul knows he has a hard time convincing these Jews.
所以保罗知道，他 指责他们是罪人是不容易的。
That they're sinners.
啊，告诉他们你们是罪人，这不是很容易的事。
You know what the problem is?
他们的难处在哪里呢？
Religion gives us calluses.
你知道这个宗教就给他们这种自以为义的感觉。
Religion makes a person think he's righteous.
因为宗教叫他自以为自己是公义的。
It's a great deception.
这是一个极大的欺骗。
But that was Paul's condition himself.
而这本来是保罗他自己的光景。
Now, in order for us to understand the problem of the Jews, we have to look a little bit at the history.
我们要能够认识犹太人的问题，我们要明白一点他们的历史。
We remember that God gathered the children of Israel together before Mount Sinai.
我们知道神聚集以色列的百姓在西乃山那里。
And there he gave the Jews the law.
然后他就在那里颁布律法。
Now if you look in chapter 3 of Romans, verse 1 and 2.
如果你看罗马书三章第一第二节。
The Paul reminds the Jews of this point.
好，保罗在这里提醒犹太人。
Then what advantage has the Jew, or what's the benefit of circumcision? Great in every way. First of all, they were entrusted with the oracles of God.
这样说来，犹太人有什么长处？革命有什么益处呢？凡事大有好处。第一，是神的圣言交托他们。
The Jews were entrusted with the word of God.
神把他的话交托给他们。
They were to be stewards of the law of God.
他们应该是神律法的管家。
Why did God give the law at Mount Sinai?
为什么神在西乃山上颁布律法？
Now it's important to understand why.
我们要明白为什么。
Did he give the Jews the law because they were righteous?
神把律法给犹太人是因为犹太人是公义的吗？
No.
不是。
But that they might declare the righteousness of God revealed in the law.
因为叫他们能够宣讲神在律法上宣讲神的公义。
The Jews had a mission.
犹太人有一个使命
，to be a light to the nation，
叫他们成为万国的光
，to show the Germans and to show the Chinese，
叫他们告诉德国人，告诉中国人
，the righteousness of God，
神的义
，by the law，
借着律法
，this was their mission，
这是犹太人的使命
，what a privilege，
这是他们的特权
，to carry the word of God to the nation。
他们把神的圣言传给万邦。
But now we must ask this question.
你要问这个问题。
What was revealed at Mount Sinai?
在西乃山启示了什么呢？
Now the Jews say it was the giving of the law.
犹太人说是颁布律法。
But that's not exactly true.
这不完全准确。
Because there was more to it than that.
因为这里面还有更多的意思。
What was revealed at Mount Sinai?
在西乃山显明了什么？
Not just the law,
不光光是律法，
but the righteous God,
而是那位公义的神。
When they stood in front of Mount Sinai, they saw the smoke, heard the thunder, saw the fire, and saw the righteous God.
因为他们在西乃山那里看到火焰，看到烟冒，看到山在震动，看到这位公义的神。
And under that revelation of the righteous God, they receive the law of God.
在这个公义的神启示的里面，他们接受了律法。
This is very important in their history.
在他们的历史里面，这是非常重要的。
But they didn't just receive the law, they received the revelation of God through His law.
不单单是接受律法。他们是借着接受律法，他们得到公义的神的启示。
And this is what they were to declare as a light to the nations.
这是他们为什么叫他们能够成为
万邦的光照。
The Jews were not to go around the world saying, "Look at me, I'm the light of the nations."
犹太人不应该到全地说，看看我，我是你们万国的光。
Look how righteous I am.
看看我多公义啊。
Look how clean I live.
看看我多圣洁干净啊。
I don't eat any pork.
我不吃猪肉的。
Now I don't eat any barbecue pork.
我也不吃那个烧烤猪肉烧猪。
I am righteous.
我是何等的公义。
No, they were to go around the world saying, look at the God of righteousness.
他们应该到世界上去宣讲说，看这位公义的神。
There's no other God beside him.
除他以外别无其他的神。
There's only one God, there's not many God.
只有一位神，他是独一的神。
We want to testify of the greatness of our God.
我们要在那里为神的伟大而做见证。
See, this is similar to our situation today as Christians.
其实这跟我们今天做基督徒的光景是有相同的地方。
We are stewards.
我们是管家。
Of the gospel.
我们是福音的管家。
Now, to be a steward of the gospel.
你要做福音的管家。
Means we not only tell somebody the gospel, we reveal the God of the gospel.
我们不单单要传讲福音，我们要告诉叫人别人看见这位福音的神。
You know, some people say, I shared the gospel with a sinner.
有人说我在这里向人传福音。
You say, well, what did you do?
你说你怎么传呢？
I told them they were sinners.
我告诉他们他们是罪人。
I told them they're going to hell.
我告诉他们他们要下地狱。
And I told them if they shake my hand, they can be saved.
我说他们跟我握手，他们就蒙恩了，得救了。
Now maybe they shared the gospel, but they didn't share the God of the gospel.
他们可能在那里传福音，但他们没有把福音的神传给他们。
And so you got saved by shaking somebody's hand.
你说你跟他握握手就得救了吗？
That's not being a steward of the gospel.
这不是福音的管家。
We must share the gospel with people in such a way that when we share it, they see God.
我们传福音的时候，我们要叫他们看到。我们传福音的时候叫他们看到我们的神。
Paul talks about this miracle.
保罗在这里讲到神迹。
When we share the gospel,
当我们传福音的时候
God says,
神说
let there be light.
神说要有光。
And somebody's eyes open.
人的眼睛就被开启。
And they see that Jesus is God.
他们就看到耶稣是神。
Guarantee they'll get saved.
他们就一定能够得救。
If you show them Jesus the righteous one, they'll get saved.
如果你叫他们看见耶稣是那义者，他们就得救。
Now we're also stewards of the faith once delivered to the saints.
我们也是信心的管家。
Now we need to preach the truth in the Bible.
我们要宣讲圣经的真理。
But no.We need to preach the Christ in the truth of the Bible.
我们不是光光讲一些的道理，我们是要传讲圣经真理里面的基督。
Some Christians teach doctrines and the letter, but you don't see Christ.
有一些基督徒，他们在那里传字句、传教条。但他们没有叫人看见基督。
Paul says we're to write Christ on the hearts of those we speak to.
保罗说我们要把基督显明给他们。
So you see, the Jews had this same kind of stewardship when it came to the revelation of the righteousness of God through the law.
犹太人他们有这样做管家的责任，当讲到神公义的律法的时候。
But we know as we read the rest of the Old Testament,
当我们读整本的旧约的时候
that the Jews were unfaithful in this stewardship.
犹太人在做神律法的管家上面没有忠心。
There was a three-stage deterioration of their stewardship.
在他们做管家事情上面有三重的失败。
I hope you can understand these things.
希望你们能够听明白。
The first step away from their stewardship.
第一步，他们离开了他们做管家的职责。
They took the law, but they refused the righteous God.
他们拿了律法， 但他们却拒绝了这位公义的神。
Now, do you remember what the children of Israel said at Mount Sinai?
你记不记得以色列人在西乃山面前说
？Is that Moses? Moses?
摩西
？You talk to God.
你跟神去讲。
He scares us.
哦，我们有点惧怕。
I gotta take heart pills.
哎呀，我要吃心脏病的药。
I don't like all this smoke, all this light.
哦，我不愿意看到山上这些的震动，这些的火焰。
Now Moses.You talk to God.
摩西，你去跟神讲吧。
And you tell us what He wants us to do.
哦，你叫他告诉你他要我们干什么。
Now just tell us what to do.
就告诉我们怎么做就行了。
But we don't want to see Him.
我们不要去见这位神。
And what happened theologically?
理论上来讲
，is they took the Torah and reduced it to the law.
他们拿了这个律法，而把它。
Now the Jews, sorry.
They took the
Torah.
哦，他们拿了这五经。
The Torah is the revealed God in His law.
这个律法五经乃是神的启示。
It's a Hebrew word.
这是一个希伯来文。
It includes the law.
这个包括律法。
But when they talk of Torah,
当他们讲到 Torah 这个律法的时候
，they usually mean
他们的意思呢是说
Genesis through Deuteronomy,
就是说摩西五经就是创出立民心。
Now you see that's not all laws.
其实这不是这里面不完全是律法。
It's also revelation.
这里面也带着启示。
Jehovah Jireh,
耶和华以勒。
Jehovah Shammah,
耶和华沙马
many revelations of God,
这里面有神的启示
and His law,
还有他的律法
but the Jews turned away from the God of revelation to the law itself.
但是犹太人他们拒绝了律法里面启示的神，而只取了这十诫
and you remember.The Jews continued to do this as they made and renewed their covenant from time to time.
犹太人他们一次一次与神立约的时候，他们继续犯这个错误。
They stood with Joshua, having come into the promised land.
他们与约书亚站在一起，要进到应许地的时候。
Or they stood with Samuel at the end of the Judges.
他们在士师记最末了，跟撒母耳在一起的时候。
And as Samuel and as Joshua declared the living God,
在那里，约书亚、撒母耳在那里宣告哦，永生的神。
What did the Jews say?
犹太人说什么
？All that he says, we will do.
他们所吩咐我们的，我们都去行。
Now, do you see? Of course, it sounds very humble.
哦，好像看起来他们很谦卑
，almost Chinese humble.
好像像中国人那么谦卑。
Oh, we're not worthy to talk to God. You talk to Him, we'll talk to you.
我们不配与神讲话，你去跟神讲吧。
But hidden underneath this humility,
但是在这个谦卑的背后呢
，is self-righteousness.
让你有一种自义。
Why self-righteousness?
为什么我们说他们自义呢
？If God just tells me what to do, I can do it.
如果神告诉我做什么。我能够做呀。
I can be righteous by my own strength.
我可以靠着我的力量就可以做义了。
I don't need to see smoke and fire.
我不需要看哦，山上的火焰，这个冒的烟。
Just tell me what to do.
你就告诉我怎么干就行了。
Oh, Christians love to take notes when somebody says, "I tell you what to do."
哦，有基督徒很喜欢记笔记啊。
A one, a two, a three, a four.
你告诉他一二三次，他就抄下来去做了。
I can do it.
我可以这样行啊。
Just tell me.
你告诉我怎么干就行了。
The young people say, "How do I find a spouse?"
哦，年轻人说，我们如何寻到我们的配偶
？A one, a two, a three, a four.
一二三四五点就可以了。
And so the Jews thought that they could be righteous by their own strength.
犹太人他们以为靠着他们自己的力量可以被称为义。
Now we come to the second stage of the revelation's deterioration.
我们现在进到第二步，神给他们的启示，他们 在那里失败了。
The more they studied the law,
他们越去在那里研读律法
，the less they saw of God,
他们就越看不见神。
Now they studied the law.
现在他们在那里研读律法。
Now even today, if you are a rabbi,
今天如果你是拉比的话
，they only consider you a good rabbi.
哦，你是是好的。这个拉比
，If your glasses look like Coca-Cola bottles，
哦，如果你眼睛那么厚啊
，Oh, you've studied so long, you're almost blind studying the law。
你在那里好好的研究啊，你的眼睛都快读瞎了。
They study, study。
哦，在那里一直在那里研究。
They use their mind, thinking at night in the daytime。
哦，日夜在那里去用你的头脑去思想。
Now the Sabbath says I must rest, but how can I do what I want on the Sabbath? Let me think。
哦、在安息日我不能够做这个我要研究安息日的问题。
The rabbis went to the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, and they discovered many wonderful things.
哦、你知道吗这些拉比到分别善恶树那里就用他们的知识的头脑就发现很多的事情。
And they began to interpret the Torah.
他们就在那里解释这个摩西五经。
This is what you can do on the Sabbath.
哦、这是安息日那天你可以做的。
This is how you can divorce.
如果你这样呢，你就可以离婚。
This is how you can swear by the altar or by the gold.
你在这里你可以发誓，在祭坛旁边。
They came up with a huge code of law.
所以在那里就产生了很多律法的疑问。
This is the Torah.
前面这五卷书是神律法的启示。
But by Jesus' day,
到了耶稣的时代
the rabbis were writing the Talmud, which interprets the Torah.
那些拉比就写了一大堆解释摩西五经的书。
Have you ever seen the Talmud?
你有没有看到这些拉比写到这些解释五经的书呢？
Well, let me ask you another question.
我再问你一个问题。
Have you ever seen the Oxford Unabridged English Dictionary?
你有没有看过那个牛津大字典？
It's two volumes this big.
是两本这么厚的。
That's the size of the Talmud.
这就是拉比写的解释五经的书。
Just these few chapters.
这前面就是这五卷的圣经。
All this huge interpretation.
他们就把它弄一个很大的一个解说。
Oh, how they love to interpret the law and argue about it night and day.
他们在那里愿意来解说神的律法，在日夜在那里辩论。
Listen to what Paul says.
保罗在这里讲什么
？In Romans chapter 10,
在罗马书第十章。
By this time, the Jews are not following the righteousness of God.
在这个时代，犹太人已经不再跟从神的义了。
They're seeking to establish their own righteousness.
他们在那里寻求自己的义。
Now look at chapter 10 and verse 3 and 4.
你看罗马书十章第三、第四节。
For not knowing about God's righteousness. Now this is the Jews.
这是讲的犹太人，他们不知道神的义。
For not knowing about God's righteousness and seeking to establish their own righteousness, they did not subject themselves to the righteousness of God.
因为不知道神的义，想要立自己的义，就不服神的义了。
For Christ is the end of the law for righteousness to everyone who believes.
律法的总结就是基督，使凡信他的都得着义。
Now Paul knows better than anybody else the Jewish problem.
保罗实在知道犹太人的问题。
And what was it?
犹太人的问题是什么呢
？We come to stage three.
我们看到他们第三点的问题。
The law is no longer a revelation of the righteousness of God.
律法不再是公义的神的启示。
The law has become the definition of man's righteousness.
律法就成了人对公义的定义。
In other words, a man says, "What must I do?" To be righteous.
人在那里问我要行什么才能够称义呢
And they say you have to wear certain clothes.
他们就说你要穿这样的衣服
You have to fast.
你要进食。
Have to offer these sacrifices.
你要献祭。
Have to wear a medical mask if you don't swallow mosquito.
你要戴一个口罩，免得你吸进蚊子。
You can only walk so many paces on the Sabbath day.
在安息日只能走多少步路。
And this became, the law became the codification or the quantification of man's righteousness, not God's.
律法就成了人他们所设计的数目字。
Now, do you understand what that means?
你知道这是讲什么意思吗？
The first thing it means is,
头一点呢是说出
the law has now become a basis of comparison man to man.
律法成了人互相比较的一个根据。
I wear black, you're wearing colors, I'm more righteous than you.
我穿黑衣服，你们穿彩色的，我比你们公义。
Oh, I study the law in Hebrew, you study it in English, I'm more righteous than you.
你读律法用希伯，我用希伯来文读，你用英文读，我比你公义。
And as the Jews made the law their righteousness,
犹太人他们就定自己公义的律法。
Everybody who wasn't a Jew,
你们这些不是犹太人的。
What did the Jews call them?
犹太人称他们什么？
Woof, woof.
称他们为狗。
That's right.The Jews always prayed, Lord, I'm thankful that I'm not a Gentile and not a woman.
Oh, 犹太人一直说，我感谢神，因为我不是外邦人，我不是女人。
Two inferior beings.
Oh, 那些都是比较低等的。
But they are the Jews, the righteous ones.
我们是犹太人，是义者。
I keep more laws than you keep.
我守律法比你们更严格。
And so not only was it a basis of comparison,
不光光是成为比较的一些的根据。
It became a basis of judging one another.
而且成为论断定人罪的根据。
But what's the worst unrighteousness about this?
那这里面最大的不义的是什么呢？
Here is the sin.Of self-righteousness that leads a man to hell.
乃是这自以为义的罪把人带进地狱里。
Here is the lie.
这里这个律法。
The Jews believe the lie.
犹太人信这个谎言。
Man can save himself.
人可以靠自己得救。
If you just keep the right laws, you can save yourself.
如果你守我们的律法，你就能够靠自己得救。
Study, pray more.
好好的读学习律法，好好祷告。
Wear these clothes.
穿这样的衣服。
You'll be saved.
你就得救了。
Now Satan uses that around the world today.
世界就在全地用这个方法。
And the righteousness revealed in the law has become sin.
这个律法就成为被定罪的工具。
Now how do we know that?
我们怎么能够明白呢？
Because when Jesus came,
当耶稣来到地上的时候，
He revealed the righteousness of God.
他在那里显明神的义。
He was all right.
他是绝对对的。
Always right.
他永远是对的。
He did what was right.
他做的一切都是对的。
And he made people right.
然后他把我们变成能够对的。
And immediately, the Pharisees and the scribes hated his very existence.
你看到马上文士跟法利赛人就恨他的出现。
Why did they hate Jesus?
为什么他们那么恨耶稣呢？
Why he healed people?
因为他医治人。
He helped the poor.
他帮助贫穷的人。
He fed the multitudes.
他叫五千人吃饱。
How can you hate such a man?
你怎么能够恨这样的人呢？
But the Pharisees and the scribes were the most righteous according to the law.
根据当时的律法，文士跟法利赛人是最公义的人呢。
But wherever Jesus went,
不论耶稣到哪里去，
he exposed.Their righteousness as counterfeit.
他们耶稣在那里就揭露了他们的义是假冒的。
The scribes and Pharisees had a counterfeit righteousness.
文士跟法利赛人，他们是假冒为义。
They were clean on the outside.
他们外面好像清洁。
But unrighteous on the inside.
里面充满了各样的不义。
But they looked righteous to the world.
世人看他们好像非常的公义。
Now, so when Jesus said to his disciples,
所以当耶稣对他的门徒们传讲，
Unless your righteousness exceeds the scribes and Pharisees, you will in no way enter the kingdom of God.
如果你们的义不能够胜过文士跟法利赛人的义，你们就不能够进神的国。
Now, what did those tax collectors and fishermen think?
哦，那些税吏，那些渔夫，他们怎么讲？
You mean our righteousness has to be, we have to wear better clothes than the Pharisees?
哦，那我们要比这法利赛人穿得更好吗？
We have to study the Bible until we have a 2-liter Coca-Cola eyeglasses.
哦，我们要研读圣经，叫我们的眼睛那么厚才行啊。
You see, Jesus had to tear up all of this self-righteousness.
耶稣要撕碎人那些自以为义的东西。
And wherever Jesus went,Self-righteousness was exposed.
不问耶稣到哪里去，他都那里揭露过这些自以为义的假冒为善。
Now we read a good portion of Romans chapter 2.
我们现在已经读了罗马书二章一大部，一大半。
And we must stop and ask this question.
我们要停下来问这个问题。
Why does Paul spend a whole chapter dealing with the Jews in this matter of self-righteousness?
为什么保罗用了一整章的圣经来讲到犹太人的自义？
Not only because he was preaching the gospel to the Jews.
因为他不单单是向犹太人传福音。
In Rome, there was a problem.
在罗马是有这个问题。
The Jewish Christians thought they were better than the Gentile Christians.
罗马的那些犹太的基督徒，他们认为比外邦的基督徒更优越。
And it was self-righteousness.
他们里面有自义。
And Paul exposes this self-righteousness in chapter 2.
我在第二章就揭露了他们这些的自义。
The Jews represent the universal testimony.Of the sin of religious righteousness.
犹太人他们在那里就代表出全世界宗教世界里面所带来的自义的问题。
The history of the Christian church is a tragedy of self-righteous judgments.
基督教的历史叫我们看到自义所带来的大的问题。
The church began as people full of grace.
教会一开始的时候是讲到那里充满了恩典。
Who made disciples of all nations sharing of the righteous loving God through Jesus.
他们借着耶稣基督使万民做主耶稣的门徒。
But within years,
但是过了不知道几年
they became self-righteous.
他们就自以为义了。
And so the Catholics killed the Lutherans.
所以天主教就杀害了路德会的人。
And then the Lutherans killed the Anabaptists.
路德会的人就杀死了很多崇敬派。
And the Anabaptists killed the Covenanter.
然后崇敬派的人就杀害了其他这个公会的人。
And the Anglicans persecuted the brethren.
圣公会在那里逼迫弟兄会的。
And the brethren persecuted the Pentecostals.
弟兄会就逼迫五旬节会的人。
We're so much better than they are.
我们比他们好的太多了。
Look at those Christians.
看看那些基督徒。
They're not even real Christians.
他们都不是真的。
We are the only real Christians.
只有我们才是真正的基督徒啊。
And it all has to do with that leaven of self-righteousness.That obscures the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ.
这都是因着他们信耶稣基督，但是他们后来带着自义所发出来的教。
Now in this chapter 2, Paul takes us through some of the telltale signs of self-righteousness.
在第二节里面，保罗就叫我们看到这些自义的这些的痕迹。
We want to look at just 7 of them.
我们愿意只看其中的七个点。
7 signs that there's the leaven of self-righteousness among us.
七个点叫我们看到我们身上那个自义的教。
And hopefully before we come into the year 2012, there will be no self-righteousness.
当然我们到了2012年我们不再有自以为义的毛病。
We look quickly at these seven.
我们很快的看这几个点。
Chapter 2, verse 1.
第二章第一节。
We see that those who pass judgment have self-righteousness.
你看这些论断人的他们的自义。
Therefore you have no excuse, every one of you who passes judgment. For in that which you judge another, you condemn yourself, for you who judge practice the same things.
你们的论断人无论你是谁也无可推诿，你在什么事情上论断人就在什么事情上定自己的罪，因为你这论断人的自己所行的和别人一样。
Does that sound familiar?
我们是不是看来很眼熟呢？
Like something Jesus said?
这是耶稣讲的。
Judge not!
不要论断人。
There's no basis in the kingdom of God for you being a judge.
论断人的不可以进神的国。
There's only one judge.
因为只有一位能够审判的。
And you and I are servants.
你我是仆人。
You see what the problem with judgment is?
你看到这个论断的问题在哪里呢？
When you judge others,
当你论断别人
You're taking a false position.
你就占了一个错的地位。
And what's that false position?
这个错的地位是什么呢？
I am always right.
我永远是对的。
And Paul says you're not always right, so you're condemned.
保罗说你不是永远对的，所以你被定罪。
Now we are Christians and we're very subtle, so we say no, we don't judge anybody. We just criticize.
我们基督徒呢我们比较隐藏一点我们不是论断人我们只是有一点批评
It's the same self-righteousness
这是同样的自义
Smells terrible
这个味道不好闻
And when it's in the church
在教会里面
The grace of the righteousness of God is hindered in the assembly
神公义的恩典在聚会里面因此这样就给拦阻了
You know there's husbands and wives, even here tonight, who are suffering. Because one is a critic.
今天在我们当中有夫妇他们彼此受很多的苦因为其中有一个是经常在那里批评的。
But can I tell you the truth?
我告诉你真实的事情。
Let's see, how many people we have in this room? 347.
我们在这里有347人。
347 people in this room think they're right.
在这里347个人他们想他们都是对的。
So you, whether you tell everybody what to do or not, you know what they should do.
虽然你没有告诉他你应该干什么但是你知道他应该干什么。
There's a real problem.
这就是问题了。
It's self-righteous.
自义。
Number two.
第二点。
Verse 4 of chapter 2.
第四节，二章第四节。
Do you think lightly of the riches of the kindness and tolerance and patience, not knowing that kindness of God leads you to repentance?
还是你藐视他丰富的恩慈、宽容、忍耐，不晓得他的恩慈是领你悔改吗？
Here is self-righteous presumption.
在这里有自义的假设。
Why am I blessed?
为什么？我蒙福呢
Because I'm righteous.
因为我做得对啊
God's blessed me.
因为我行得义所以神祝福我
Well, God has blessed you.
神的确赐福给你
To make you ashamed of your self-righteousness and cause you to repent.
他恩待你是叫你能够有机会悔改
Instead of showing you judgment, he blesses you so that you'll repent.
他赐福给你没有向你下审判是给你机会来悔改
Too many times we hear testimony in our assemblies of how the Lord has blessed me
经常我们在聚会里面听到人做见证，神如何的赐福给他。
But we seldom hear at the end, and so the Lord has blessed me so that I might repent of my evil ways.
我们很少听到最后有人讲，神这样赐福我是为了叫我能够悔改，在我所做的恶事上悔改。
Number three,
第三点
，It actually goes from verse 5 through 11,
所以是从第五节到第十一节。
But the basic point is,
那基本的点乃是
，God shows partiality to me.
神好像有点偏待我。
But God judges impartially.
但是神审判是不偏待人的。
According to deeds, not according to how much he loves you because you're his special kid.
神是根据你所行的，不是根据你是一个特别的人物。
Now the Jews were taking offense to this whole argument of Paul because Paul was saying, you Jews are not special kids of God.
因为犹太人非常的受不了保罗这样讲，因为这里告诉犹太人说，你们不是一个特殊的一群神的儿女。
The Jews said, "Of course we are. We're the chosen."
犹太人说，我们当然是神特别的拣选的选民。
He may judge other people according to their deeds, but he judges us differently because he knows how much we love him in our hearts.
他是以行为去审判其他的人，但对我们来讲，不是这样，因为他知道我们是多么爱神的。
Self-righteousness.
这是他们的自义。
In chapter 2, verse 18 through 21,
第二章十八到二十一节
we see a fourth kind of self-righteousness.
我们看到第四种的自义
where we think knowing what is right equals righteousness.
我们知道什么是义，就等于我们真正的是义。
Verse 18,
第十八节说
You know his will, approve the things that are essential, you're instructed in the law, you are a guide to the blind, the light to those in darkness, a corrector of the foolish, because you know the law.
说你第十八节既从律法中受过教训，就晓得神的旨意，也能分辨是非，又深信自己是给瞎子领路的，在黑暗人的当中，因为你在律法上有知识和真理的模范。
Even though you break the law,
虽然你犯了律法
，It's okay because you know the law.
但是呢，因为你自己认识律法
，You teach other people.
你去教别人怎么样遵行律法
，Even though you don't even do what you teach.
虽然你没有遵行，但你会教导别人。
Self-righteousness.
这是一种的自义。
Number five.
第五种。
And verse 23 and 24.
23, 24节
You who boast in the law, through your breaking of the law, do you dishonor God? For the name of God is blasphemed among the Gentiles because of you.
你指着律法夸口，自己倒犯律法，玷污神吗？你的名在外邦人中，因你们受了亵渎，正如经上所记的。
Our self-righteousness, we imagine that we are a testimony of God.
我们的自义，我们自以为我们是神的见证。
But the sinner looks at the Jews and he's not drawn to God.
但是罪人看到犹太人的时候，他们没有给带到神的跟前。
He's forced away from God.
反而他们因着这些犹太人而远离了神。
Their self-righteousness blasphemes the righteousness of God.
因为这些人的自义就亵渎了神的公义。
And number six,
第六点
they, self-righteousness is when you have confidence in the outer things that we're doing. Outward righteousness, circumcision in this case.
自义乃是因为你对于你外表的一些的东西有信心，这里是讲到犹太人的隔离。
Paul takes up this matter of circumcision.
保罗在这里 讲到犹太人的隔离。
He says, you may be circumcised outwardly, but if your heart isn't circumcised, you're uncircumcised. And if there's Gentiles who are not outwardly circumcised, but their heart is circumcised, they are circumcised.
他说你外面虽然是受过隔离，但是你心中没有受隔离，你还是没有受隔离。那外邦人虽然他外体没有受隔离，但如果他心中是归向神的，他应该是算受隔离的。
But we become confident.
但这些犹太人他们非常的有信心
that our outward practices are righteous.
我们外面所行的这些隔离是公义的
but without the heart, there's no righteousness at all.
但是如果你内心没有归向神受隔离的话，那根本没有义。
You might gather around the Lord's table in a round circle.
你可能在围着主的桌子在那里擘饼纪念。
You may meet very simply.
这是一个非常简单的。
So now aren't we righteous?
那我们非常简单的在那里聚集纪念主，是不是这就是对呢？
But no,
不是。
This just provides the simple environment for us to reveal the righteousness in our hearts.
这只不过是给我们一个环境来显明我们向着主那对的心。
There's too many assemblies that meet simply, but their hearts are stone cold.
有许多的聚会，虽然他们聚会的仪式非常的简单，非常的准确，但他们心里面向着主却是冰冷的。
There's some churches that meet the wrong way outwardly, but their hearts are full of worship, praise, and love.
但是有一些的聚会，虽然他们敬拜的样式可能不太准确，但是他们里面对神的敬拜是真诚，是充满了火热的。
And the seventh sign of self-righteousness that Paul touches on.
保罗在这里讲到这些自义的第七个特征。
He stops sharing at the beginning of chapter 3 and begins to take up the arguments of the Jews.
他在那里第三章一开始就继续讲到犹太人的这些的问题。
And he is presenting some arguments that the Jews are making against the gospel of the righteousness in Christ.
他讲到犹太人他如何的辩论，他们在神面前怎么样自以为义。
And he is exposing this basic mistake about the Jews.
他在这里显露了犹太人最基本的错误。
They are a chosen people.
他们是被拣选的百姓。
But there's nothing to be proud of.
但是不能够因此而自以为骄傲。
There's nothing they need be proud of.
他们不能够因此自以为骄傲。
God chose them when they were small in number, weak, unrighteous.
神拣选他们这些软弱、弱小的这一个族，他们没有什么能够自以为骄傲的。
But now is God's testimony. They have the chance to show the righteousness of God.
他们现在成为神的见证，他们有机会在那里彰显神的公义。
But they have become proud.
但是他们反而骄傲起来。
And they think they have rights.
他们想他们有特权。
We have our rights as Jews.God chose us.
我们做犹太人，我们有特权，因为神拣选我们。
Even if we make mistakes, God still chose us. He won't let us go. We have our rights.
虽然我们做了很多的错事，神仍然是拣选我们，所以我们有我们的特权。
It's a tremendous thing for us to be called as Christians and saved by His grace.
今天我们能被称为基督徒，我们蒙恩得救。这实际是一件大事。
And what a privilege to share the gospel and share Jesus with other people.
我们能够有这样的特权，我们能够与人分享耶稣基督，与人分享福音，这是我们的特权。
We may be privileged. We may be chosen.
我们是被拣选的，我们是有这样的特权的。
But we have no rights.
但是我们没有，我没有，其实我们是不配的。
Jesus is your king. He owns you.
耶稣是你的王，他拥有你。
As we heard our brother share this afternoon,
我们弟兄下午在分享到
I want your house.
我主说我要你的房子。
It's not yours.
这不是你的。
I want your time.
我要你的时间，你的时间不是属于你的。
Our great privilege doesn't mean we have rights.
我们有这样的特权并不代表这是我们的。
Our only right is to ask Jesus to help us.
我们唯一的特权乃是我们可以求神来帮助我们。
Oh, how wonderful to hear a testimony of Christians learning that they have no righteousness of their own, but their righteousness is hid with Christ.
今天我们在这里听到弟兄的见证，我们在我们自己里面我们没有义，我们的义是在耶稣基督里面。
Those Christians who are found in the righteousness of Christ alone.
那些基督徒，他们发现他们唯一的义是在耶稣基督里面。
They have no rights.
他们没有自己的主权。
But Jesus totally defends and takes care of them.
但耶稣基督是完全的显出他的权柄在他们身上，保护他们，供应他们。
Now we come to the close, and I ask one more time.Why did God reveal the law at Mount Sinai?
我再问一次，为什么神在西乃山把他的律法启示出来？
And the bottom line?
最基本的。
He did it so that the law and the prophets could testify of the Messiah.
是为了律法跟先知能够为弥赛亚做见证。
He didn't choose the Jews because they were special people.
他拣选犹太人不是因为他们有什么特殊的地方。
He chose the family line of Abraham through whom the Messiah would come.
因为他拣选了亚伯拉罕这个族类，因为从这个族类里面弥赛亚会降生。
Why has he saved you and I?
为什么他要拯救你跟我？
Because he loves us?
因为他爱我们。
Because we're special?
因为我们有什么特别吗？
Well, he loves us.
他爱我们。
And we're unusual.
我们是不一般的。
But he has chosen us.
他拣选我们。
Because his son wants a bride.
因为耶稣基督神的儿子需要得着一个心腹。
This whole salvation has to do with what pleases the Lord Jesus Christ.
整个的救恩是讲到这是什么是耶稣基督所喜悦的？
Now, tomorrow evening, Lord willing, we're going to look at this saving righteousness in Christ Jesus.
明天，主若愿意，我们会看到这个叫我们蒙恩得救耶稣基督的义。
And as we come to the end of this year,
当我们来到今年最末了的时刻，
can we search our hearts?
我们可不可以来查验一下我们的内心，
and purge out any leaven of self-righteousness,
除掉一切那自义的教，
and wholly lean on Jesus' name,
叫我们唯有依靠耶稣基督的名，
only His blood and righteousness,
只有他的宝血，他的义，
that is our plea,
这是我们的请求。
May the Lord bless us in this coming year.
愿主在新的一年祝福我们。
Lord, we pray that you would take these words and place them deep in our hearts.
主啊，愿你用着这些的话深深地放在我们心中。
Let your word live within us by the work of the Holy Spirit.
愿圣灵把这些的话活活地放在我们心中。
We want to see your righteousness revealed like the sun.Oh, take our brokenness and make us right.
我们愿意你自己的公义像太阳一样照亮我们，来破碎我们。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告。